I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
.97.1, hope you are enjoying as we are live on the stream because we got a 40 and 98 baseball team. All right, here's the deal. Welcome back, Sully. You have 100 bold predictions for NFL 100. You want me to attempt to get this done, all 100 of these, 9 minutes, short answer format.
Let's see if we can.
In
10,
9. Oh, to hell with it. Start the clock.
All right. CBS 100 bold ones. Start in. Hey, I want to preface this.
Start reading.
Antonio Brown is in these, so we'll have to go there. Kyler Murray wins Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes goes back-to-back MVP.
No.
Matt LaFleur wins Coach of the Year.
No.
Joe Flacco leads the Broncos to the playoffs.
No.
Jameis Winston delivers a Pro Bowl caliber season.
No.
Aaron Donald breaks Strahan's sack
no.
record. Mariota starts all 16 games, puts up career numbers.
No.
Carson Wentz becomes first Eagles quarterback to throw 40 touchdowns in a season.
Yes.
Oh, how dare you. Antonio Brown has worst statistical season since 2012.
Yes.
Edelman makes his first Pro Bowl.
No.
Josh Allen wins Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson breaks the single-season quarterback rushing record.
Yes.
Odell leads the NFL in receiving yards.
No.
Dalvin Cook leads the league in rushing yards.
No.
This one's tougher for me. It's just one word answers for you. All right. I see what you did there.
I say yeah. We do one of these every day.
15. Christian McCaffrey catches 100 passes for second straight year.
I sure hope so. He's on my fantasy team. No, I'll say no. I think they have a lot more weapons there now than they used to.
Brady throws 40 touchdowns.
No.
How dare you?
I just, no.
Derrick Henry finishes top five in rushing yards.
Derrick Henry is a bum. No, Derrick Henry's had two good games in his career.
Miles Sanders leads the Eagles in rushing.
Ooh, boy. Yes, because Jordan Howard is a dead guy. I'll say yes. I like Miles Sanders.
All right, Rob Gronkowski does not come out of retirement.
Yes.
Juju outperforms AB.
Yes.
Tariq Cohen outproduces David Montgomery.
No.
Travis Kelce leads the NFL in receiving touchdowns.
Yes.
Andy Dalton hits a career-high passing total in Zach Taylor's offense.
No, because Andy Dalton blows, and gingers have no soul.
Vikings win the NFC North.
No, no shot.
Devontae Adams pushes for the NFL receiving yards title.
Yes, because it's another member of my fantasy team.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson contends for MVP.
Yes. Laremy Tunsil's going to save his life. He may be wearing a Superman cape out there. Yes.
Chris Godwin records first 1,000-yard season.
No.
Nick Foles plays his first full NFL season.
Yes.
Sam Darnold takes a second-year leap.
I think he takes a big step forward. I love Sam Darnold. I think the Giants are going to regret not taking him at number two last year for a decade.
Roethlisberger, he'll be in the thick of the league MVP conversation.
Yes.
I think
the Steelers are going to win the division.
David Johnson catches 100 passes.
Yeah, because they just, he's not going to be able to run it. That offensive line is garbage.
Julio has his second double-digit touchdown season.
Yes, he had bad touchdown luck the first half of last year. Yes, he will have a big year.
Colts finish 500 or better.
No, 7-9.
Jalen Samuels scores 6+ touchdowns from scrimmage.
Yes, because that's another member of my fantasy team. I love Jalen Samuels.
Cowboys miss the playoffs.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Flacco throws for at least 4,000 yards.
Boy, maybe I'm being unfair. I just don't see it with Joe Flacco. I just think he's toast. He's done. No.
Redskins start at least 2 different QBs.
Oh, 2? Make it 3. Yes.
How about this one? 38. Daniel Jones starts 1 of the first 8 games.
Yes. Because the Giants will probably open up 1-6.
Dolphins finish with the worst record in the league.
Yes, 1-15.
Josh Rosen takes over as Dolphins starter following week 5 bye.
Yes, and promptly is dead by week 9.
Fitzmagic.
That team's offensive line is awful.
49ers finish below 500.
No, I refuse to accept it because Jimmy Garoppolo is too pretty of a man.
Ravens finish with the NFL's best defense.
Yes, because the offense could be really good.
Browns make the playoffs.
No, I just think they're a year away.
Raiders, this is fitting. Raiders start the season 0-7.
Behave yourself. No, my God.
Buccaneers finish last in the NFC South.
Yes, I mean, that's their birthright, essentially.
This one's a lock. Jaguars win the AFC South. Come on, come to the dark side.
I can't. Oh, God. Fine, they'll win it, but at 9-7.
Leonard Fournette bounces back.
I buy that. I think having a quarterback is going to unlock a lot more yards for Leonard Fournette, provided he can be healthy.
DeSean Jackson leads the league in yards per catch again.
Oh, stop he did it. Last year. He's baked.
He did last year.
No. The answer's no.
LeSean McCoy establishes himself as the Chiefs starting running back.
Possible.
No way.
No, it's possible. And I know you're a Damian Williams owner, but they didn't pay him $4 million to do nothing. And Andy Reid loves LeSean McCoy. I think it's possible.
All right, this is 50, then at halftime, out of breath here.
Go.
T.J. Watt has more sacks than J.J. Watt.
Yes.
Steelers win the AFC North.
Yes.
Quinnen Williams leads all rookies in sacks and tackles for loss.
No.
Raiders end up with top 2 pick in the draft.
Yes.
Jacoby Brissett makes the Pro Bowl.
No.
Chiefs win 12 games for the second year in a row.
No.
Seahawks overtake Rams for NFC West.
Yes, because Russell Wilson is God. He doesn't just pray to it.
Patrick Onwusor records double-digit sacks.
Unless you say his name right, I'm not listening to you.
Onwusor?
Keep going.
Onwusor.
Keep going.
Onwusor.
Next question.
All right, Kirk Cousins beats 2 teams with a winning record.
No, I think they're going 8-8.
Hunter Henry scores double-digit touchdowns.
Yes. Sneaky play right there.
Tom Brady passes Peyton in several career categories.
Yes.
Roquan Smith, named first-team All-Pro.
Yes, love Roquan Smith.
Devin Singletary leads Bills running backs in rushing yards.
Yes, because Frank Gore is actually 80.
Josh Gordon leads the Pats in receiving yards.
No.
Taysom Hill produces 10 total touchdowns.
Yes, because Sean Payton's obsessed with Taysom Hill.
Panthers make the playoffs.
Yes.
Saints make a run at 14 wins.
No.
Eddie Jackson leads the NFL in interceptions.
No.
Frank Gore passes Barry Sanders for 3rd on the all-time rushing list.
He's got better odds of passing away this year. No, how many yards? Dude, he's 100. How many yards does he need?
Enters it 4th on the league's all-time rushing list, 520 yards behind Sanders.
Nope, won't get it.
All right, Breeze passes Peyton Manning in career passing touchdowns.
How many does he need?
19.
Yes.
Eli passes older brother Peyton on career interceptions.
How about building falls on Eli? Yes.
Lions finish with 6 or fewer wins.
No.
Duke Johnson tops 1,400 total yards.
No, he's never been a workhorse type back, even going back to U of Miami. No.
Jay Gruden, first coach fired.
Yes, and I think he will celebrate the day he is fired.
Zeke leads the league in rushing yards per game.
No. Saquon.
Josh Rosen fails to look like the answer.
Oh, God, yeah. He's a dead man walking.
Michael Gallup delivers Pro Bowl season.
Yes, I think Michael Gallup could be a breakout star this year.
This next one is, how about breakout star? Leighton Vander Esch leads the NFL in total tackles.
Stud, and he gets bonus points for being a linebacker who wears a neck roll.
Right. Eagles finally have a 4,000-yard passer.
Yes, Carson Wentz will win the MVP.
Todd Gurley still rushes for over 1,000 yards.
Yes, but barely.
Kicking woes doom the Falcons this year.
No.
Josh Allen fails to make the leap. The quarterback, Josh Allen.
Yes.
Oh. Nick Chubb leads the AFC in rushing yards.
No.
Jaguars defense finishes top 3.
No.
Lockett is a top 5 wide receiver in yards.
Yet another member of my fantasy team. Yes to that.
Chargers miss the playoffs.
Yes, possible.
DeMarcus Lawrence racks up 15 sacks.
If his shoulder's right, yes, he's a monster.
DJ Moore leads the Panthers in receiving yards.
Yes.
Kerryon Johnson rushes for 1,000.
Yes.
Jimmy G wins comeback player of the year.
And poses nude for Playgirl.
And
yes.
Dates another porn star.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Jimmy G's world. We're all living just in it, right?
Le'Veon Bell reclaims the title as the NFL's best running back.
No shot. In fact, I think Ty Montgomery takes some of his carries.
Chiefs reach the Super Bowl.
No.
Bradley Chubb leads the Broncos in sacks.
Yes, a force of nature.
Vikings reach the Super Bowl.
What? No.
Big Ben wins Offensive Player of the Year.
No.
Packers earn wild card spot.
No, because they're going to win the division.
96 here, Eli Manning plays his final season for the Giants.
Yes, thank God, and I'm hoping it's Sunday.
97-1, Kevin O'Connell becomes the Redskins' next head coach.
Who?
Kevin O'Connell.
Sure, I loved him in an Entourage. Next.
He's part of the McVay tree, right? Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
No.
Cam Newton throws 30-plus touchdowns.
Yes.
And number 100, Tom Brady retires.
Yes. There you go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.